So we're going to call our business meeting to order for the month of November. And you have a financial statement presented for where our finances are as of the end of October. And you have some minutes from our business meeting in September and our business meeting in October. I believe we put both of those together. No, this is just September minutes. September minutes. Excuse me. Okay. And so you can glance over those and see if you have any questions, but I need a motion to accept these minutes as presented. And the financial statement is presented, and then we'll see if we have any questions. So Allison Campbell makes a motion to accept them as presented. Do we have a second? Okay. And Ms. Lauren E. Fisher makes a second to that. So does anybody have any questions about what's in front of them? And you may be brand new to looking at some of this. So questions are great. Somebody else may have the same question. And yes, we print every dollar that's given and every dollar that's spent and where it's spent. We do everything in the light. And here's just a side piece of information you may not be aware of. Your pastors never touch the offering. Matter of fact, if somebody tries to hand me their offering, I go, absolutely not. But you get one of those ladies that helps count the offering or one of those ushers or deacons, and they'll take you and you can go put it. We've got a little thing on the top of the safe where you just drop it and spin it and it drops in the safe. And then somebody else counts all that offering and we never touch it. We get a paycheck at the, I was going to say the end of the week, but it's every 2 weeks, just like other people do. So, and I love that about our church, that that's how we do it. It just stops suspicion and questions and all that. Okay, does anybody have any questions about what's here? Okay. If not, we'll take a vote to approve these as presented. So all in favor of approving the business minutes from the meeting and the financial statement from the meeting in October, please say amen.
Amen.
Okay. Is there anybody opposed to accepting those as presented? Just say no. Okay, so that was unanimous. We accepted the minutes as presented. If you noticed, last month we talked about Rocktoberfest, that it was coming up at the end of October, so that's passed. So by way of a pastor's report, let me just say, praise God. We saw six salvations. Lazaro prayed with many of those people as they came to Jesus at the booth. And then at the trailer, we presented the gospel. People started praying out loud,
amen.
More people than I could count. How many got saved? I don't know, but praise God. And we were praying last month a lot, and we're still praying for our Guatemala team. God is moving there. God's bringing new people to the church. Had a young lady call this evening, 20-year-old, wanted to know what time services were, wasn't sure if she was going to come tonight. I said, have you been before? She said, yes, I was at Rocktoberfest.
Amen.
So God's still bringing fruit from that. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of praying, but God blessed it.
Amen.
So that's my pastor's report. We don't have any other new business or old business to bring up. Does anybody have anything else they want to mention before we entertain a motion to adjourn? No other business? Okay. So we need a motion to adjourn from someone. Okay. Miss Martha makes a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second to that motion? Okay, Miss Allison Campbell brings a second to the motion. All in favor of adjourning our business meeting, say amen.
Amen.
Any opposed? You can spend the night and keep having a meeting. So that was unanimous. And I saw somebody taking a picture. If you want to take a picture of that prayer list. Oh, and let me mention up there, I have some slips. You see it under the Guatemala team? They're coming back, United Flight. 1789 arrives at 1719. I didn't put when. Friday night. I've got a ticket right here that's got the time and the date on it. So their families, but we also see if any other people from our church will go. It's late. It's 1119 at night at Tampa Airport. We believe Starbucks is open there at the airport. But there's always some snacks and things there. Or you can bring outside drinks into the airport. You can get stuff and bring it in and you can meet the team. We like to cheer for them like they're heroes, because they are.
Yeah.
They took their money, they took their vacation time, and they went. For some people, it's their first mission trip. Michelle Villanueva, she's beside herself with excitement, first trip. Joe Kinlaw, a man who had walked with the Lord but been away from the Lord for a long time, is on that mission trip. Temple Terrace police officer. He's found renewed faith in the Lord. God's moving. Amos Santiago, a captain with the Florida Highway Patrol, first trip. It might be good that you go, because he might pull you over one day and go, I'm not leaving the airport. And so he's on that trip. And Pastor Joe Carter, Pastor Edwin Avalar, and his wife Lillian, they're all down there. So they'll be coming back, and we can meet them there at the airport. So I've got those slips down here if you want that information to go up there and meet with us.